Views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. And today is a Friday. It is November the 10th, 2017. We have a live show for you today, and we have a special guest that's coming on. I can't wait to have this brother come on. So, but before we get to that, let me take care of the business at hand. Everyone, please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network by going to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, blacktalkradionetwork.com. And once you're there, go to the home page, and then on the home page, you'll see the donation prompt that is there. Go ahead, hit it. Give some of your financial energy to this network, so that it can continue to bring you all of the programs that you have already deemed as being necessary and important. Very, very important that we do that, because this network does not have any corporate sponsors, because it is a grassroots organization that is for the people. And so that's why it's so, so important that we support what it is that has become vitally important to us all. So please make sure you do the donations. Also, you can support the network by being a part of this social media outlet known as BTR Community. On the homepage, you will see the capital B with the black background. Hit that, and that will also prompt you to be a member with Black Talk Radio Network, where you can engage in all of your social media activities without being as adversely affected. Your overall identity will never be sold to any bidder. Very, very important. So definitely want to do that. And there are other donationable events that are going on and sponsored by Black Talk Radio Network. If you would definitely take a look at those and give to those donation opportunities that are there, please seize on that. Would greatly, greatly appreciate you all. Also, if you are in the position and you would like to acquire real money, definitely go to Prosperity Mint, www.prosperitymint.com, www.prosperitymint.com. That's ProsperityMint, and check out what's in inventory there. Remember, the wage of a king and a queen is gold. That's what a king and a queen is paid. The wage of a lady and a gentleman is silver. That's what they're paid. And the wage of a slave is debt. That's why we have debt instruments, because the overall financial climate is where that we are a slave to the system. And this is why we get paid in notes, debt notes. So if you would like to save, even though we are paid in a debt instrument, you do not have to save in one. Definitely you can save in real money. So go to Prosperity Mint, check out what's there in inventory. Before you purchase, please do me this favor. Make sure you email info@prosperitymint.com. It's to your advantage, okay? It is to your advantage. You just need to trust me on that. Before you purchase, make sure that you email Prosperity Mint by going to info@prosperitymint.com. Let them know that this is your first time purchasing, and someone will get back to you and explain the very, very important method and way to purchase the precious metals. Very, very, the buying process. Very, very important. It will be to your benefit. Trust me. And your information will not be used for anything else other than what you have, what you're using it for there at Prosperity Mint. So definitely want to get into, we have some things on what's in the news. We'll jump into some of the things that's what's in the news, but we have a very special guest that I definitely want to get to in today's show. So looking forward to that. Had an amazing, amazing week, and we'll touch on that as we go along in the show. So if you would, Scotty, if you would definitely read some of the things that's what's in the news, probably just only a couple of them, because I know that Mr. Richardson is going to be there, and I want to get straight to him because I don't want to hold him up all evening. So, Scotty, if you would do me that favor, greatly appreciate it. Thank you
okay.
so much.
No problem,
brother.
Dave. All right, real quickly, Press TV reports Trump Putin meet unclear as Z counters U.S. leader. Moscow says it has been receiving contradictory signals from the United States on a possible meeting between Russian President Vladimir Putin and U.S. President Donald Trump in Vietnam. This week's Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit is seen as a rare venue to address a diplomatic standoff that has resulted in both Moscow and Washington reducing embassy staff and giving up diplomatic compounds. In a related, just real quick, in a related news, RT is being, Russia Today, America, the news network, is being forced to register as a foreign agent, and Russia has said that it will respond in kind. Next story, Bitcoin matures as futures open Wall Street floodgates. Bitcoin is going legit, for better or worse, the digital currency that JP Morgan Chase and company's Jamie Dimon called a fraud is set to step into the mainstream of finance now that CME Group Incorporated has announced it will introduce trading in Bitcoin futures by the end of the year. That's coming to you from Bloomberg.com. Last story, the Saudi purge isn't just a power grab. This is from Bloomberg as well. It makes sense to be cynical about Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman's ostensible crackdown on corruption in Saudi Arabia. Among the 11 princes, four ministers, and dozens of well-known businessmen arrested were some of the 32-year-old's last potential rivals to the Saudi throne. The move also smacks of an asset snatch. As was stated yesterday, things are escalating between Saudi Arabia and Lebanon, with the Lebanese prime minister going missing somewhere in Saudi Arabia. So that is escalating. And that is what's in the news for today, Tando Radio Show. Dave.
Thank you so much, Scotty, brother. Thank you. I greatly appreciate it. So what we're going to do, ladies and gentlemen, for today's show, I have a special, special guest, and it is one of the principal members of Coins for Change. I've been with Coins for Change for the past 2 days and spent a lot of time with some of the principal members, and phenomenal. This company and the overall mission plan of this company absolutely resonates with me as a person, as a spirit, and I am so happy to be involved in the overall process and having an opportunity to actually help people meet their causes and help people to develop their overall financial wherewithal to make them their own banks, and that is really what's going to be happening here. So, Scotty, do you see the Claudie? Do you see Mr. Richardson? His number is going to start with area code 214. And if Claudia, if you're there, all you would have to do is hit star 6. That will unmute you for all of the listeners that are calling. Once we get into today's show, if you have any questions or comments, definitely give us a call. And the number is 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025. Hit star to unmute yourself, and that will you will be able to come up. I'm driving right now, so I can't see the board. So if you will just do that and just say, excuse me, Dave, and definitely we'll get your question or comment answered. So I'm just waiting on Mr. Richards. I think he's there. Brother Richards, are you there? Brother Richards, are you there?
I sure am. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, man, I can hear you perfectly. Okay, let me introduce you, Claudie, to our listeners, and let me introduce our listeners to you, Claudie. Claudie is this brother, from the first time I met him, felt right. I said, hey, it's like I've known this brother my whole life. Extremely, extremely funny person, but is very serious. And you know what? He's one of those keystone individuals that you need in any organization for it to do well, because the man has a heart of gold. And you know when people say that someone has a heart of gold, that really means that they have more gold deposits in their overall heart. That's what makes them so valuable, and that's what makes them so where they resonate with such, you know, warmth and kindness, and they're sincere. It's because having, you know, you do have gold deposits inside of your heart, and the heart that has more gold, you can see where that term has come from. And this brother exemplifies that. And he is extremely versed in the crypto space and is well aware of what's going on, so much that he actually brought an amazing opportunity to me and to many people currently, but is going to actually be a vehicle that is going to bring about a socioeconomic change in our community and all of the other sincere communities within on this planet. And I tell you, this brother could call me at any time and say, hey, Dave, this is what I need, and I will do everything in my power, because he is just that type of individual. And he's like I said, he's a keystone personality, a keystone person that you want to know. And a lot of you that are in Coins of Change with us, you've heard Claudie one time on our calls, but I can't wait for you all to meet this brother. So, Claudie, welcome to Tando Radio Show. We are honored to have you here on the show, and we're going to be talking about this wonderful opportunity that you actually presented to me. You and Pastor Strickland presented to me, and I am so grateful, because it is exactly what was needed at the appropriate time. And that is probably, you know, one of the things that my dad told me as a young man is that he said, David, you never want to know what to invest in. You just want to know when. And this was the perfect time for Coins of Change to come about and for you to actually be one of the facilitators to bring that to the general population and to our community, because of what Coins of Change is all about. So, Claudie, welcome to Tando Radio Show, and we are honored to have you, and we look forward to having you back often.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you, Brother David. Can you hear me okay?
I hear you fantastic, Claudie.
Outstanding, outstanding. I also have the pleasure to have the one and only, my business partner, Miss Michelle Lily Hester, on the line as well, David. I do want to let you know that also. And she
okay,
is on
all
her
right,
way,
well,
driving back. She has a team with her. We just got out of a mastermind, and they're headed back to Houston as we speak. And so they're en route, driving back. But she definitely wanted to be a part of this call.
Okay. Well, let me introduce Michelle Hester. Let me tell you, everyone, in today's world, if you do not have the overall foresight, the nurturing power of our strong sisters, you're missing out on great business opportunity. This sister, I've seen her before, but I actually was the first time I was actually able to meet her. Phenomenal, a business warrior. That's just the only way that you really could describe Michelle. And I just want to thank Michelle for coming on. And I'm looking, you know, this past 2 days, it felt like it was a whole weekend, and we spent a lot of time together. And I was really able to see the building of a great, great institution because of Michelle's oversight and insight and her foresight, and Michelle and Claudie working together hand in hand with the other principal members with inside of Coins of Change. Where Coins of Change is going, it is going to be one of the premier institutions globally, and I'm so proud. And I know our listeners, once they start to see that for themselves, they're going to say, wow, now I know what Dave was talking about. So, Michelle, welcome, sister. Thank you for taking out your time to just to come on and say what's up to the Tando Radio Show listeners, and I'm looking forward to, for them to have a relationship with us all inside of Coins of Change and to support each other's causes. So, sister, if you're here and you can hear us, welcome to Tando Radio Show.
Hey, Dave. Thank you. And thank you, Claudia, for having me on. It is definitely my pleasure. It is success magnet, money magnet, billionaire in the making, millionaire maker, global leader, phenomenal woman, extraordinaire. Michelle Lilly Hester is on the line. How is everyone today?
Fantastic. Let me tell you, this is who Michelle is. And I'm going to tell you, this sister is phenomenal. Her and her husband. And, you know, one of the things that I really, really appreciated this past couple of days is seeing how the collective prudence, and I always, everyone that listens to Tando Radio Show knows, I always talk about collective prudence. We need each other, and we need to be able to gather momentum from our talents so that we can bring back the prosperity that has been lost. And sister, you and everyone that's associated with you walk in that dynamic power of, and you're sincere about it. So that's what really, I was like, I'm home. I'm home with Coins of Change, because I knew it was something different about it. Once I met you all, that's what it was. The energy was sincere from the first time it was presented to me. And then now I see why those ingredients that you all put in has brought about a phenomenal organization that is only going to grow and give our overall community the opportunity to build the prosperity that they want to leave and seed it forward. So, sister, thank you for being here. We're going to jump into this show, and we're going to talk about Coins of Change and how it came about and why it's so important, where everything is going. Just before we do that, I hope everyone heard that was a couple of things. Scotty read the news about the CME is going to, before the year is open, over, they're going to introduce Bitcoin as a derivative for the global market to actually engage in trading of Bitcoin. That is going to have so much impact in the overall cryptocurrency space. And I think that this is going to propel Bitcoin into out of the first phase of its inception, or its first phase of its introduction to the general population, which means it, to me, it's going to push it past over $27,000 for one Bitcoin, and that will start the second phase of its overall lifespan. And that is phenomenal, because what Coins of Change is all about, the opportunity is even bigger than Bitcoin, and it's going to have more impact than Bitcoin because of how Coins of Change is structured. So I want to introduce to you Claudia and Michelle. They are principal keystone figures inside of Coins of Change, from policies to procedures to everything. And Coins of Change is only 3 weeks that it's been allowing for a referral link or for you to create membership and have the overall contributions going to the members. It's only been 3 weeks, and the overall changes in what has been put together is absolutely phenomenal. It is definitely one of the premier entities in the making, and I'm so glad to be a part of this. And so what I want to do really quickly is I want Claudia and Michelle just to give their introduction and what coins to them, what coins of Change is all about, and why this is so important to the general listeners that are here, and more importantly, to their families and the potential to grow at a pace that has never, ever been seen before. And I would say that because the institutions, the global institutions, are as wealthy as they are because of crowdfunding. You have sovereign wealth funds. You have government sovereign wealth funds. You have government entities. You have institutions from colleges to the religious institutions. They are as wealthy as they are because of crowdfunding. Now crowdfunding can go straight back to the overall members to benefit them. Phenomenal, phenomenal opportunity. So Claudia or Michelle, if you would like to jump in, definitely just tell us about yourselves and tell us about Coins of Change, why this is so important.
Well, David, you know, first of all, thank you for the opportunity and thanks everyone for tuning in. And I tell you, before we have an opportunity to just tell you about this incredible company, I know you all know how awesome a leader that you have in David and Daphne Wren. I tell you, it has been a pleasure to meet the both of them and to truly say that there are kindred spirits. And sometimes you always wonder, do you find people who are genuine, who have a good heart, and who care about people and want to see people flourish and prosper and be in good health? And so when I met David, the first time that we talked, I knew that we were going to be long time. I felt like I met a friend for life, and I'm so excited to have the opportunity to connect with you, to connect with what you your community, what you're doing. Just if we didn't do anything else, just to call you a friend would mean a lot to me. And just the wisdom that you have, and when they first started talking about the prepper, I kept saying the prepper. They said, "Well, do you know a prepper?" I said, "I don't know any preppers." But then once I met David, I knew that, hey, I was at the right place, and I felt like if I needed to get any information on anything, pretty much, I felt like he could be the go-to person. And so now I feel like I think about anything I want to have an answer to. You know, sometimes I used to switch my iPhone and ask Siri. Now I have David's number on speed dial, and I just call him because I want to get the other side. I want to get the truth. You have Siri side, which has a lot of information. Then you have the knowledge of David, who can really just kind of, we call him not just a closer, but a stealer. It's one thing to close something, but when you close it and seal it up, that's what we have here on the phone. So, David, it's a pleasure. And, you know, my business partner, Michelle Lilly Hester, she and I have been partners in several different businesses for over the last 10 to 12 years. Her and her husband, Chris, and we've had a lot of successes. And at the same time, we have some things that didn't work. But it never stops us from looking. It never stops us from reaching and seeking higher ground. And in that process of getting involved in this Bitcoin space, we were introduced to Bitcoin several years ago. And at that time, the way that it was introduced to us, it was not that it was a mistake, but it was more of just a in passing. It was like, man, hey, have you heard about this Bitcoin thing? And at that time, I thought that the Bitcoins was going to replace the change, the nickels, the dimes, the quarters, the pennies that were in my pocket. And so I thought that, hey, this is great. I don't like having change in my pocket anyway. So if this is an opportunity to be able to put it, to digitize it, I was familiar with credit cards and debit cards and those type of things. So if this is going to be a new way to keep up with change and not making change anymore, maybe it's too expensive to make, you know, nickels, dimes, and quarters, so this would be a great way to do that, I'm in. Well, that was in 2009, ladies and gentlemen. At that time, Bitcoins was 9 and 10 cents a coin. Fast forward to the end of 2016, early part of 2017, no one never mentioned anything else to me about Bitcoin from 2009 to this year. So when it was mentioned to me again, and they shared with me that Bitcoin at that time was $800, I said, wow, that must be something different, because the Bitcoin that I knew about was like, you know, 10 cents back then. So which one is this? What is this? And when they told me that it was the same Bitcoin, I you could have bought me for a penny. For a bit, because I could not believe that I had the opportunity to get Bitcoin when it was 9 or 10 cents, but because it was brought to me in a way that I did not understand it, I missed that opportunity, I thought. And so fast forward another month, 2 months in the first quarter this year, I'm introduced to Bitcoin again, saying we really need to get involved. And I said, well, man, you know, I know it went up to 800. You know, I just don't think I'm going to jump on it this time. I should have caught it when it was earlier. I thought about all the money that I had missed. And he said, no, Claudia, it's going to go up to over $3,000 by the end of 2017. And I said, wait a minute. It's $800 now. You're saying that it's going to bypass gold and it's going to go to $3,000 by 2017? He said, yes. I said, I'm in. I got started. I called my good friend, Miss Michelle Lily Hester. She was already running, doing other things, big plans. She was in Canada. She was in Puerto Rico. She's doing international business. And so here I am telling her about this Bitcoin thing. And she said to me then, well, Claudia, David, I did what most men do first. You know, I called her husband first and then told him I was going to talk to her. And he said, oh, man, you know, she's on some other things. She's already got some stuff going. Good luck with that one. But just holler at her. So we did that, and fast forward, I was introduced and had her introduced to an opportunity that we were gathering Bitcoin, and we had an opportunity to get involved in that, have some success in that. Then one thing that we found out was that not everybody who is dealing with Bitcoin have your best interest at heart or in mind. So we had an expensive lesson in learning about Bitcoin because we realized that some people wanted to take our Bitcoins. In that process and going through that, we were still looking and still believing in Bitcoin because we saw Bitcoins go from $800 back then all the way up to about $2,800. And then we had some coins and some things was taken from us and we regrouped. And then all of a sudden, we were introduced with this opportunity about coins of change. When coins of change came to me, I was a little bit hesitant, a little bit skeptical, only because of the past. Sometimes we can let our past stop us from our future just because. And I said to myself, and now that I'm a single man, I always talk about that now for some reason. I don't know why, David. But as a single man, I said that just because one marriage or one girlfriend or one situation didn't work did not mean I was going to give up on women. And so with that being said, I'm not going to give up on looking for opportunities either. And so we found an opportunity in Coins of Change where we had a chance to meet with this young man who is an IT person, a technology person, a code writer, all the things about programming and stuff in the computer world that I don't really know a lot about. But I could tell that he knew everything about it, and he also knew about Bitcoin. And so when he told me about this platform that he had, the first thing he said to us was he was not interested in taking our Bitcoin. Well, he had my attention because the last company was interested in taking our Bitcoin. Right. So when he said that he was not interested in taking our Bitcoin, and he shared with me a way that he was going to be the Uber of the Bitcoin world, he was going to be the Bitcoin of the crowdfunding world. It caught my attention because he said that our platform would take from those who have that have Bitcoins that want to invest or support someone else's cause, and those coins will go through our platform and go directly to who they need to go to, directly into their wallet. I said, so wait a minute. So you telling me that I could crowdfund, and at this time I was hearing about crowdfund, we could crowdfund Bitcoins, we could start with as little as $50, ladies and gentlemen, to get in a market where Bitcoins are close to $7,000 now before the end of the year, not $3,000, but it's $7,000 today. Imagine what it's going to be at the end of the year that we could get started for $50. Well, he had my attention because it cost us a lot more, David, from the people that was wanting to take our Bitcoins. This guy was letting us keep our Bitcoins, and we were starting with a $50 buy-in or contribution to someone's cause who may need help or need support, and that's why we call it Coins of Changes, because we believe that with some coins in your pocket, you could change some things. With that being said, go ahead.
So true. No. Go ahead, Claudia. Yes, that's so true.
So with that being said, we actually did just what he asked us to do, and the first thing we said was, if this is the case, if you keep it affordable for everybody, then we see a way that we could help people transfer themselves and change wealth and change their legacy and leave an inheritance for their children's children. And we got excited because we knew that Bitcoins was definitely going to be the space that we wanted to be in. My good friend, Ms. Lily Hester, said to me, she said, "Clarty, is there anything now?" Now, keep in mind, I told her about Bitcoin, but the more that she got involved in it, she has since shut down and has stopped everything that she was doing, and her whole focus is on Bitcoin. And she said to me, "Clarty, is there anything that you're doing right now that you're working, that you're spending your time with? Is there anything that's more exciting and bring you more of a return on your time and your investment and your future than Bitcoin?" And I thought about it. I looked at everything that I was doing. I looked at everything that she was doing, everything we were doing together, and we both agreed that there was nothing bigger that's on the market today, that's in our lives, that can change our family's tree, than what we had our hands on, and that was Bitcoins. And at that time, we started sharing it with others and putting it together. And we wanted a few things. We wanted to make sure that it happened. First of all, we wanted to make sure that Bitcoins were going to be, that this space was going to be something that was going to make a difference for people in people's lives. And we wanted to make sure that it was going to be created to help entrepreneurs and philanthropists who are seeking a lifestyle of freedom, independence, and the financial means to make a difference in our world. Because at the end of the day, through e-commerce education, we are supported by a network and a community of people to where, by participating, we have a unique, what we call peer-to-peer crowdsourcing platform. And what it does is that it utilizes one of today's most powerful cryptocurrencies, and that is Bitcoin. And so when we realized that we had our hands on something that we could really make a difference and people could get involved in for $50, we thought that we had something special that we could share with the world. And from that point, David, we have now since started over 1,600 different causes. As of today, 3 weeks in, we are supporting 1,600 different causes and educating those individuals about cryptocurrency and Bitcoin, and showing them how to gather those coins with a small $50 investment that will in return give them an opportunity to raise over $1 million on a $50 contribution giving to someone. We believe that if you give, it's better. They say that it's better to give than to receive, but what if we could share with you a way how to give and to receive for a $50 contribution to support someone's cause? And by doing that, others will support your cause in our community. We can share with you how to crowdfund and gather up to over 1,215 Bitcoins in your wallet. Do you like that?
You know what? You know what, Clarty, that is so important. I just want to thank you for being so humble. Clarty had a whole lot more influence on this whole thing than what Clarty is speaking about, because that's really what we really need. Is we, you know, what I love about this, the people of Coins of Change, is that we're inclusive in this, and I always talk about this collective prudence. It requires us all bringing our talents for an objective, and our objective is for our overall people to be able to change their lives in the direction that they want to go to, so they'll have more self-determination, sovereignty, and they'll be able to invest generations, as I always say, for those that they have yet not named. And that is so, so powerful. You know, one of the things, Clarty, that you were talking about, and I definitely want to hear from Michelle as well, Clarty, because I know they're driving back to Houston, and that Houston team and this Dallas team is so phenomenal, because everyone, I think, was hand chosen, or I would say everyone chose when the great creator asked, "What is it that you wanted to do?" I really do believe that this was the call that we spoke up for. I will do this. And, you know, Clarty, one of the things that you said about when Coins of Change was first introduced to you, when they didn't want to take your your Bitcoin after the bad experience that you had. And, you know, a lot of us have different experiences from different business opportunities, different ventures, and we lose this and we lose that. But we learn a lot. But one of the things that was so important, well, I love Coins of Change, and they don't want to take your Bitcoin because they've created your own wallet. And I know for a lot of people, the crypto space is very new to them. This is one of the things that we try to do here at Tando Radio Show is prepare our listeners for what's coming and what's to seize on those opportunities, because that's what preparing is really all about. And once Coins of Change has established your own wallet, that means that Coins of Change nor anyone else can steal it from you. Now, you can make a mistake and lose it by your own after your account and take anything from you. And that is one of the most powerful things that's not really highlighted in the in our presentations. And I think that really needs to, because trust is everything, and the loyalty of this organization, it's proven itself by establishing itself that way, where it's not holding your Bitcoins. It actually gives you your own wallet. Claudia, if you or you and Michelle, if you would just speak on the sincerity of this company and the key members of this company, that would be phenomenal.
I would love for my business partner, Ms. Michelle Lilly Hester, to speak on that, because that's one thing that I knew that when I brought it to her, Brother David, that I knew that if I could get if it could pass the smell test, this young lady is when it comes to a business woman, a business person, period, male or female, she is at the top of her game, and she can pick the ones that are going to work or the ones that, and if it mirrors her time, then I knew that we had something special. And she was the one that actually brought the attention of the owner to me. I had met him once before, and he and I clicked very well, but at that time he had some vision and ideas that he was looking at, and I had just come out of a bad relationship with another company, and I wasn't really trying to look at anything at the time, but she brought it back to me and told me that I really needed to sit with him, and because she knew him from other businesses and knew his integrity and knew his character and knew that he was a good person. So when she brought him to me, and that's what's going to happen to you, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be who you take it to, your influence over them or their influence over you, and why they will decide to go with you. And most times people don't look at the company, they look at you yourself. So she looked at me, right. I looked at her, we both knew what we were, that if she said he was a good person, I knew he was a good person. And so Ms. Michelle Lilly Hester, would you please speak on that, please, as far as the company and what you've had, your experience with everyone thus far?
Yes, sir, I can. And again, thank you for having me. But I knew the creator of this platform from different masterminds that he would hold, and he was really about being able to work and play from anywhere in the world. And I knew that their background in technology, and he had the actual team behind him that could pull this type of platform off. Because when I say it's revolutionary, and then, ladies and gentlemen, as we know, the revolution will not be centralized. So when I seen that he had created this platform and that it allowed for you to hold your own Bitcoins in your own wallet, which means that the company is not in control of your Bitcoins and that the only thing that they take is the platform fee, and that was transparent, I knew that we had the vehicle to create legacy wealth. And you and I know, Mr. Richardson, that we've been after legacy wealth, as Dave just said, when your unnamed can benefit from what you've done now. And with what the disruption that Bitcoin and cryptocurrency would bring to our current financial system, I knew that when you marry crowdfunding, Bitcoin, and the right team and the right players with it, it will explode.
Absolutely.
And that this platform, for anyone listening, can be a vehicle for you to earn and learn about Bitcoin, about cryptocurrency, And it is an awesome platform. It is an awesome group of individuals. The technology team that's behind it that keeps this engine going and makes sure that we stay ahead of the curve. And we are definitely on the edge, on the leading edge of technology as it is related to this platform. We continue to grow and expand as new ideas are brought to us. And we are doing that because we understand that the purpose of this platform was to support the people and to support, and what the cause of this platform is, the people's cause. And so anything like that, I can get behind and I can run. And when I ask you the question, what else are you working on that is more powerful, that can actually create legacy wealth for you? And at that time, if your answer is no, and anybody out there listening, if your answer is no, this is the platform, this is what you need to get behind, this is what you need to get involved in, because when you have Bitcoin, the power of cryptocurrency married with crowdfunding for the small initial contribution that's made, and when I say contribution, I mean contribution, because you are contributing to someone else's cause. So not only can you give, but you can receive. We have something not only powerful, dynamic, but we are changing lives and creating defining moments for everyone that is involved in Coins of Change. We are definitely change makers. And so I can stand behind that. I can put my name behind that. And the group of people that I am working with, not only in the Houston area, but all around the world, that are creating change with Coins of Change. Woo! It's liftoff, baby. Houston, we have liftoff.
That's right.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
So, Michelle and Clark, if you would now, something that's very, very important with the Coins of Change is the cause. And the, you know, for a small contribution of $50, the overall potential, because of the collective prudence, because of the overall commitment of crowdfunding, is phenomenal. If you would just speak to in you know, for you guys, why is this such a dynamic opportunity, and where is this going in the future? Because you know, and I know, you know, we know from being involved in the cryptocurrency space, seeing it from where it's, you know, its evolution and it's how it's evolved into what it is now, and then the overall importance of it. Why is that so? How can that really help the everyday person change their overall quality of life, their standards of living? You know, just that is really, really what it's really about, because a lot of people are tired of being tired of the system always, you know, getting ahead at their expense, you know. And we all know how that works, especially in our community. But with this opportunity for $50 worth of Bitcoin, what you'll be able to gain, you almost, and I put it this way, you get into profit after just three people are underneath you. That's it. You've already are in profit, pretty much, and moving towards a great, great legacy building, prosperity restoring opportunity that you can share, because you'll have enough, and you will look at different causes, your cause, and not only your cause, but your brother's cause, your sister's cause. And that is going to change the overall paradigm of relationships economically, socially, politically, and without a doubt, it will change the relationship of how we resonate as people, because it will have an opportunity for people to do what? Be able to sustain themselves. And that brings out the best of us all. So this, with Coins of Change, the cause aspect, why is that so significant? Why is that so important to you, Claudia, and to you, Michelle?
Go ahead, Michelle.
Go ahead, Michelle.
No, okay. The change aspect, the cause aspect, is so important. So when you think about Bitcoin, right, and when you think about owning a blockchain wallet, no matter what wallet it is that you have that's connected to the blockchain, you essentially become your own bank. And when you ask how this affects everyday people, Dave, when you think about it, what happens with banks? They actually bring their crowdfunding. It's a way of crowdfunding. The bank does not have any money of its own. The money that's in the banks is brought by the crowd. And so what happens with the banks, though, is that they pick and choose which causes they want to fund. And with Coins of Change, what happens is the crowd now contributes, and it doesn't matter what cause is funded, because no cause is too big or too small. Just by you contributing to the platform, you have now opened up and activated your cause to be funded. And because we are the bank when it comes to Bitcoin, we are our own bank. When we hold our Bitcoins in our wallet. So now, as the bank, we get to decide which causes we can fund, and that brings the power to the people. So when we think about the platform that Coins of Change built with that, and that's why I said it's revolutionary in the concept of it, because you get to be your own bank, decide which cause can be funded, contribute to a platform that not only allows you to fund someone else's cause, but get your cause funded as well. How awesome is that? Wow. The everyday person can bring in $50, because when you think of, not a lot of the everyday person don't hold a lot of money in the bank. It is the crowd that brings in the 50, the millions of 50s that is brought into the bank that allows the bank to then fund whichever cause and that they think should be funded. Now there's no prerequisite. You don't have to do a credit check. You don't have to do a background check. You don't have to have a business plan. You don't have to sell your first child or give a blood test or any of that. You can just contribute to the platform and activate and get your cause funded. How awesome.
Awesome. I'm getting excited again, Ms. Lily, just listening to you, because I tell you, when you think about the fact that that's the new discrimination. That's the new prejudice. Everything is based off of your credit. If you want to advance yourself, if you want to do some things, if you need a second chance, they go back and they look at your past as opposed to looking at your future. You bring something to them where they give you the best idea. It could be the best idea, but because of the something that may have happened to you, the opportunity that was taken from you that made you miss a payment, your scores dropped down. Now here you are, going to a place where you've been putting money in it for years, month after month, year after year, and then you go back and ask them for a helping hand out of all the money that they have lent of yours to someone else, then they tell you that you were turned down because of you, when you lost your job and you couldn't make your payment, which is a good reason to maybe not be able to make the payment if you don't have income coming in. But now that you've regrouped and you're back up and going, they still look at it. Yeah, we see you're making money now. We see that you're responsible and all of that now. But let's go back 3 years. Look what happened 3 years ago. Let's go back 5 years. Look what happened 5 years ago. And I tell anybody, if you keep living, life will happen to you. But here at Coins of Change,
right,
we're not looking at your past. We're looking at, here are we today, we're looking at future money, and actually it's right now money, right now currency, Bitcoins, and let's look at where you can go with this if you had just a few of them. Let's say that we come together and we take a little from this person, a little from that person, to support each other's causes, support each other in this community, and then this community get behind all of us and push us all through to help us reach our goals, help us accomplish our cause. And I tell you, when we saw that, and the risk factor, the trust factor was eliminated, because the first thing this gentleman said to us, Clardy, Michelle, I don't want your Bitcoin. I don't want their responsibility. I'm not trying to hold your coins. I'm not trying to invest your coins. I'm not trying to flip your coins. I'm not trying to do anything with your coins except help you grow them and accumulate them in a systematic way of giving and receiving. And when we saw that, we said, wow, we have something here special. And for it to be $50, which evens the playing field, that where a person may have thought they missed it, but now for $50 they can get involved, they can get educated about Bitcoin, they can share with others about Bitcoin, which is so important that we get into our communities and let them know about what's happening. Because unfortunately, just like myself, from 2009 to 2017, no one else ever mentioned Bitcoin to me again. And then here, can you imagine if someone were to deny themselves this opportunity? That's the only way that it can be denied. They deny themselves this opportunity and choose not to engage, and then therefore they don't have an opportunity to share with someone, and they involuntarily don't engage because it wasn't introduced to them, because the person didn't take the chance or didn't take the challenge or didn't take it. Look what we have done from denying someone, and this may be the only time that they hear about Bitcoin again is in hearing it from right. you, but you said no. And for their reason, it was told no to them, and they find out about Bitcoin when Bitcoin is $20,000, and then you say to them, oh man, I remember somebody talked to me about Bitcoin when it was $5,000 back in 2017, and how much is it now? Oh, it's at $100,000 a coin now. Man, and that person should look at you and say, so you knew about it, but you didn't, why wouldn't you get involved? How much was it? Oh, it was $50. Wait a minute. You had an opportunity to get in something, and it was $50, and you said no? So think about
right.
that. Don't say no to this opportunity, because when you say no here, you're saying no in the future as well, or when they may come back around to you, or it may not come back around to you, or you hear this message right here. Would you like to save 15% on your purchase today by paying with Bitcoin? If that's your first time hearing Bitcoin, then that will be saying that you will probably be paying and an evaluation of over $10,000 on a Bitcoin for a coin at that point or higher. If that's your first experience with Bitcoin, or you could take action today with Coins of Change and spend $50 and change your family tree, change your legacy. That's how real
that's
it is
so,
for us. We are literally
that's so true.
Changes.
You know, Claudia and Michelle, I know because we're going to go in a couple of minutes at the top of the hour. We take our first commercial break. I don't know how long you guys have. I could have you guys on all night. But what I want to do is I want to talk about the the contribution program, what the members can expect to, and just, you know, some of the highlights and the importance of it, because everyone that's interested, they we're going to have for the new members, we're going to have a conference call on Sunday evening. I will let you all know by the end of the show. And for the members that are already in Coins of Change, we will have a 1 Central Time at 1 p.m. Central Time tomorrow. We will have a members. This is for all of our members that are a part of Tando Radio Show that are in Coins of Change. We will have a conference call tomorrow, and we will go over some very, very important things for you that you definitely want to be there. You all have been so diligent about being there already. And you will use the same number and the same access code that we've used for the members. And then for the new members, by the end of the show, I will let you know exactly what time that will be on Sunday. If you're interested, I actually need to do some sign-ups this evening as well. So I'll be working all night doing that. Now, Claudia and Michelle, if you would, the contribution, because the causes, that's so important, the contribution, how the contribution program works is absolutely phenomenal, and it's only getting better from the meeting that we had in the past 2 days. I just can't wait for that to come about, and just some of the things that are in the works or are actually working in going to the platform building is just phenomenal, and you all will agree as you start to work with it, because it's only been in business, it's only been open for referrals for 3 weeks. So we actually, for those of you that are in now, that, you know, you were some of the beta test guinea pigs to see how things will work, because you have to do that with all businesses. But if you and Michelle would just go over parts of the because I know that you don't have everything in front of you, we will get that to the people that are interested. Just the contribution program. What does that mean to you, and why is this so important, the leverage that's gained from this?
you know, leverage is great when it works for you, but it's a beast when it works against you. But the leverage in this contribution program that Coins of Change has, that you all, Claudia and Michelle, were extremely influential in, is so important because it actually gives an opportunity to change everything financially for people to become more sovereign, self-determined, and really, what need will you have for a boss? It's an opportunity to fire your boss and kick off your cause and to actually assist others in theirs. What is so powerful about this contribution program, in your own words, from why is this so important to you?
Well, first of all, I think the fact that when we looked at this opportunity, the creator, when we first sat down with him, it was at a 10% of a Bitcoin, and at that time, 10% of a Bitcoin was about $300 and something. I think the Bitcoin was about $3,500 at that time, so about $350 was 10% of the Bitcoin. So although that was a pretty reasonable price to get involved in Bitcoins, we still knew that it would be a barrier to some. And we asked him, is there a way that you could take this to $50 that it would allow everybody to get involved? And if a person didn't have the money to get involved, that we would have enough, that it would be low enough that a person could pay it forward. They could contribute to the cause, support them, even if they didn't have the $50. And so they thought about that. He said, let me get back with you. We're in control of this platform. We are building it from the ground up. So we are able to change those numbers if those numbers work for us. And so when they came back and said that we could do that, we got excited. We knew we had something special. And what I want to say real quick is that when you look at what is crowdfunding, first of all, crowdfunding is the use of small amounts of capital from a large number of individuals to finance a business venture or a cause. So understanding that Bitcoins, we are able to support and get small amounts of capital from a large number of people, we can make this happen, and that's what we were able to do. So when a person gets started with Bitcoins, they're able to come in giving. What I love about this is that you come in giving. Yep. Receiving is awesome, but we come in and we show them that you can give and receive. And so when a person comes onto the platform, they come onto our platform contributing to someone's cause. Matter of fact, the person who introduces them to the platform, you contribute to their cause. So the first thing to do to activate that is a $50 activation, or so I say a $50 donation that goes into the individual who shared it with you wallet directly. But also, with that $50 donation, we also educate you about Bitcoin, and you get an ebook course, and you learn about the blockchain, because it's important that people understand what Bitcoin is or what cryptocurrency is, and that's why we got excited. We got excited because here we have found a way to share with people about Bitcoin and then make it where they will, where it will capture their attention, because you always want to know, how can I make a person pay attention to what I'm talking about? Well, last time I checked, anytime you donate, pay, feed, any of those things, you have a person's attention. You feed them, you give money to them, you donate to them. Brother David, they will listen to what you have to say. Even if a person comes to you in need, if they come to you in need and they tell you that they're hungry and you start praying for them and laying hands on them, if you don't feed them first, they won't hear a word that you have to say. So we believe in feeding first. So with that, we started out as a contributor. We made it $50, and it's $50 in Bitcoin. So what does that do? Since it's Bitcoin in and Bitcoin out, it makes a person have to do the one thing they have to do, and that's set up their Bitcoin wallet. So now they're going to be educated on how to set the wallet up. They're going to be educated on how to purchase Bitcoins, where to purchase the Bitcoins from, understand the value of the Bitcoin. So in that process of them giving, they're being educated. And why are they doing this? Because they want to support the person who told them about their cause. And in return, they now have opened themselves up to receive donations from other people who want to support their cause. So a $50 donation, the company or the platform charges 10% or $10 on this, in this case, of the $50, which means that now they have the opportunity to share with other individuals about their cause. And we always say this, and David, when I ask you this question, I want you to think about it. Have you ever heard the terminology, two is company and three is what?
A crowd.
Think about that. Two is company and three is a crowd. We've heard that before. Well, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Guess what you have to do to engage and start your platform to get donations coming in? Tell a crowd. Tell three people. If you tell three people, it's going to open it up to where now you're going to receive $40 from those three people. So you paid $50 in, $10 went to the platform. Now you opened up to receive $40 from three other people, or you can support three other people's causes. What that's going to do is going to make you, in return, receive $40 back on each of the people, or $40 from each person to support your cause. That's a total of $120. Out of that $120, we do understand that situations happen and things come up. And so because of that, the genius behind this platform is that we're not going to trust, or shall I say, depend is a better word, on an individual who may be working two jobs, taking care of kids, taking care of the family, coming home from work, and that they have the opportunity or the time to send you your $120. We already know how that happens. Or once you have received that $120, that you will have the opportunity to send the next stage up. So the company's going to do it for you. The platform is going to send out of that $120. When it hits your wallet, before it hits your wallet, they're going to take $80 of that, and they're going to upgrade you to the silver stage. As they upgrade you to the silver stage, you say, wait a minute, I spent $50, I made $120, and out of that $120, they're going to take $80? Yes, they're going to take $80, and you're going to receive $40. Now, watch this. When have you gave to any donation, a church, a nonprofit, whatever, and out of the money that you donated, you walked away with with 90% of it back in your wallet when you left? Do you like that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Hey, Claudia, 1 second. We got to get ready for a commercial break. We're going to go to the commercial break, and then I just want to come back and then finish this out. And then if there's any questions some of our listeners may have about Coins of Change, any comments that they would like to make, you can definitely do it here. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
The 284, right? Yeah.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you would like to get in on a conversation, because a dialogue is much more important than a monologue, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. We have Claudia Michelle of Coins of Change with us. I'm a part of Coins of Change. I'm a part of the family. They adopted me, and let me tell you something. There isn't any other place I'd rather be. And, you know, Michelle was so correct.
Dave.
Said it said it correct. Yes.
I believe we have a call on the board. I can't see the area code. So, caller, if you unmuted yourself, go ahead with your question or comment.
Yes. Greetings. I'm going to sit back and wait till you get done, Dave. You go ahead. Sorry about that. This is Jerry.
Okay, no problem, Jerry. You're there, Jerry. I needed to know. Thank you. We'll come to you in just a moment, Jerry. Hold on 1 second. I greatly appreciate. Thank you for calling in, brother. So, you know, Michelle put it so, what is more important right now? For me, I tell you, the opportunity to build to where my cause is to reinstate the prosperity that has been lost and to actually start to move in that direction is more important. I was telling everyone is more important than my name, because my cause will memorialize my family name. That's more important to me. Nothing is more important to me as far as the in the business world and this opportunity to seize on it. And Claudia, we're going to jump back to you so that you can finish out some of the things about the compensation plan. And Michelle, at any time, jump right in, because, you know, I think it's very, very important for us to hear from the people that influenced this whole program. And they did this because they saw the need, they had the opportunity, and they would not squander the moment. So important that we don't squander the moments that we have. So, Claudia, I'm going to turn it back to you. Then we'll get to Jerry and those of you that have questions or comments. We're going to open it up for you shortly after that. So, Claudia, if you would go ahead and pick back up where you were, brother, greatly, greatly appreciate that.
No problem. Can you hear me okay?
Fantastic. Got you, Claudia.
Outstanding. So let's start back what we talked about as a contributor. A person can make a $50 donation to the person that told them about their cause. What I love about this is that you now can support that cause, but unlike other causes that you may have supported, now the cause will turn back and support you. So what I love about this is that you make a $50 donation, $10 goes to the platform, for it opens you up to start receiving donations. Now three people, two is company, three is a crowd, tell three people about your cause or support three other people's causes. And by doing that, you're going to receive $40 donations from each of those causes or each of those people that support your cause. Now, watch this. That's 120. Out of that 120, the platform is going to automatically take $80 of that and activate your stage two. What that means is that you spent 50, you made 120, 80 goes up, you keep $40 in your wallet, and now because you are on stage two, company takes $10 again, it opens you up to receive $70 from 9 different people. Now watch what happens. 70 times 9, that's $630. Out of that $630, same thing. The platform is going to take 280 of that, upgrade you to stage three. You're going to keep $350 in your wallet for yourself. You already kept $40 on the first stage. Now you're going to take $350 on this stage, keep it in your wallet. $280 goes up on your behalf, which opens you up to your third level, your third stage. We call that the entrepreneur stage. At that level, you're going to receive $250 from up to 27 people on that level, on that stage, stage three. Now, at that point, 250 times 27 donations coming into your directly into your wallet is $6,750 in bitcoins. David, think about that. A person started out with $50, and now they have over $6,700 in their wallet from crowdfunding. Out of that $6,750, the platform then is going to take 1,000 of that, upgrade you to stage four. You keep $5,700 in your wallet. Now you have now you're contributing to someone else's cause out of your contributions that came into your wallet. The system takes that $1,000, stage four. Now you have and will receive $900 from 81 people. That's $72,900. You now are what we call a philanthropist. At the philanthropist level, $72,900, you now are going to, the system is going to automatically, again, take $5,400 out of that $72,000, leave the balance in your wallet, and now it opens you up to your stage five, what we call the legacy level, and you'll receive $4,900, wow, from up to 243 people. David, that's over $1,100,000 and $90,700
money looks better with commas in it. But more importantly, it started with a $50 donation that you gave to someone in Bitcoins, and now you are going to receive $1 million in donations in Bitcoins towards your cause. Do you like that?
I absolutely love it, because we know the power of that. You know, this is basically when you, it's compounding interest, because that's what the bankers and that's what the institutions and that's what they all knew and practiced, was that they knew the overall power of crowdfunding was compounding the interest of people for their overall prosperity. This is an opportunity for us to do that. And this is phenomenal. And this, you know, this platform is only going to grow because as more and more people become aware of it, and what's going to drive that awareness is the overall price of the selling price of Bitcoin or the ask price of Bitcoin starting to go up. Is the rest of the world is going to get involved in it, and it's Bitcoin is going to go over $10,000. Not the average person can't buy one Bitcoin at $10,000, even at a fraction of it, at a 10% fraction of it. That's $1,000. So what are people going to be looking for? They're going to be looking for vehicles such as coins for change, but coins of change will already be in place, operating and running fully, and people will be able to gain from that. So it's just phenomenal, the overall leverage and the earning potential that people will have from this platform.
You're absolutely right. And what I love about it is that, again, we have...
I want to highlight the coins of change, and just the company highlights, when you think about this, when you talk about the contribution plan, that there is a one time, and I just want to reiterate that because I want people to really get that and understand that you only pay $50 one time.
Thank you.
There is no monthly recurring fee. There is nothing coming out your bank account. There is no There is no recurring billing, as they call it. This is a one-time $50 contribution for the silver platform. I know Claudia will get into the gold platform if we have time, but right now, just the silver platform alone, there's no recurring. There's no mandatory recruitment. There is the Bitcoins. There is the ability to earn Bitcoins, to give contributions in Bitcoin. So we talk about 50 in dollars, and we talk about the contributions that you receive in dollars, but you receive these in Bitcoins. So as Bitcoins are going up and these Bitcoins and contributions are coming to you and sitting in your wallet is increasing as well. So sometimes just the increase is more than the $50 that you originally contributed. How powerful is that? And when we think about that, there is no mandatory recruitment. This is really just you sharing your cause with three people that are really willing to support you and support your cause, and you activate and you help them do the same thing. You're giving, receiving back and forth from $150 in Bitcoin, and you're receiving this in Bitcoin. I don't know anywhere else that you can do this. So I don't know about anyone listening to this. This needs to be a priority, because I don't know, you're going to need Bitcoin. And this is and you said it, Mr. Richardson, that average person cannot afford Bitcoin right now at $7,000. When it goes to $10,000, $20,000, they will not be able to afford it either. They will only be able to sit back and watch and tell the same story that they've been telling, and, oh, I missed it. Well, now you don't have to miss it, because you can get in for a mere $50. Wow.
That's so true. And, you know, Michelle, and one of the things I'm glad that you highlighted, yes, it's $50 worth of Bitcoin, because the overall value of Bitcoin could put you in profit. You can start off with, say, let's say Bitcoin, $50 worth of Bitcoin is 0.0087 Bitcoin. Well, you could wake up 2 and 3 days later, and that overall value of that 0.0087 could be $200 in itself, in a cash value of $200. So you know, when we really look at this cryptocurrency space, everyone is going to have to get into Bitcoin in the future, because that's where the overall economic paradigm is pushing everything. Why wouldn't you leverage that in a crowdfunding way to have multiple Bitcoins in your physical possession when you only have to enter at $50? You're not going to be able to do that with any other platform with the risk that involved. There's going to be great risk that's going to be involved in trading it and everything else. This is so easy, and it's so profitable, and it's so necessary because it's so sincere. And I know that the Tando Radio Show listeners understand that. They know the importance of it. We've been talking with each other for so long. It's been 3 years that we've been on air now, and it's been worth every ride that we've been on. And this is one opportunity that it's really where we can start to collectively ensure that everyone has what they need to survive and need to thrive and build a legacy going forward. So, Michelle, I'm so glad that you brought that point out, because that is critical. Michelle or Claudia, if you wanted to expand on that, we're all ears and eager to hear from you all.
I think that, and Michelle, thank you so much, because that's one thing that we want everyone to understand, is that when we sat down with the developers of this and the creation of this platform, there were things that we wanted to make sure that we know that people would frown upon or would not or that would deter them. One thing that we want to make sure, and he wanted to make sure, the most important thing out of all that we're sharing with you is that, number one, a person gets their cause supported. Number two, that they understand they need to be in Bitcoin, and we made it affordable so that they could get involved in it. Number three, we wanted it to make it something that they do one time and get, and the system automatically takes over from there, and the upgrades that we talk about, the system does for you. And so there's a one-time donation, and from there, all that you have to do is share your cause. And so with that being said, by doing it and helping that person make a one-time donation, ladies and gentlemen, it allows us to take care of those family members that we always want to share with an opportunity, and they get, and you get excited about it. But then when you go to them and they realize that, oh, you mean to tell me I got to pay $50 every month? Oh, you mean to tell me they're going to take it out of my wallet, out of my banking account? Oh, they do it when they get ready? Oh, you mean to tell me I got to find other people that, and it takes away from the opportunity itself, or the strength of what we have our hands on. So by eliminating all of that, that one-time donation is a game changer for all of us, because all of us have what we would call, and may not look at it as, a cause. We all have a cause. What gets you up every morning that you look at taillights? And you've been doing it for the last 20, 30, 40 years, getting up in traffic, driving to your destination, waiting a week or 2 weeks, and in a school takes the case, an entire month to get paid. Here at Coins of Change, we pay daily. I love the fact that we made sure that we wanted it to be a daily pay, because we know that there are situations that come up daily. So why should you have to wait a week, a 2 weeks, a 3 weeks, or 4 weeks to get paid on something that you need to handle today? So when do you get paid? We get paid daily, directly into our wallet. Those are some of the things that we wanted to make sure of, to make sure that people would have no reason to say no. And if they did say no, it was only because they just didn't know enough information to make the decision. And then we say to them, you know, David, you know we're talking about $50, right? A lot of you right now, it's Friday night. You're gonna on Friday night. My wife did not cook on Friday night. I don't know what it was about Friday night, but women, men, we just did not like cooking on Friday night. On Friday night, it has to be one of the most night that everyone goes out and have a meal, or go to a movie and a meal. And by the time you go to a movie and a meal and popcorn, you have ate your $50. You have ate your Bitcoin, and you have ate your legacy. We're telling people to redirect those funds for the one time.
One time.
One time, brother.
and let the process begin by sharing your cause with others. And then we had the opportunity to look at the gold platform. The silver platform was there for everybody to be involved in. Anyone can get involved in a silver platform. There's no discrimination at all. The gold platform, same scenario, going to cost a little bit more investment to get involved in it, or a little bit more to donate to a person's cause. But the gold platform is a game changer. At the gold platform, one thing that you'll find out is that not only are we going to share with you how to get involved in cryptocurrency, but the other thing that we're going to share with you is how to be involved in where the world is going, and that is in e-commerce. When you look at what's happening in today's retail environment, there is store after store, place after place, business after business that is shutting down. Matter of fact, David, they're saying that after this Thanksgiving on Black Friday, several national chains will be closing their brick and mortar stores. Think about that. Why are they doing that? Because of e-commerce. They are able to make more money online, cut the middleman out, don't have to pay employees, don't have to pay salaries, don't have to pay for leasing, don't have to. So they're all going online. Why? Because of Amazon. Amazon is in everybody's business. Amazon just created three new websites in the cryptocurrency space. That, ladies and gentlemen, Amazon is will be in Bitcoins. Although Amazon and several other major stores are already accepting Bitcoins right now. You can actually purchase anything off of Amazon online with Bitcoins. You can buy a Tesla car, vehicle, or any car with Bitcoins. You can also go and purchase a sandwich from Subway. You can do Uber with Bitcoins. You can brothers, holidays are coming up. You can drop in Victoria's Secret and pay with your Bitcoin wallet. So if I were you, you better be collecting and gathering Bitcoins. And so with that being said, the wave of the future is definitely e-commerce. We're going to share with you how to do that, how to go in business for yourself, how to go online, how to work from home in your robe if you want to. Because guess what? You do not have to show up to get paid in the e-commerce space. And e-commerce fits perfectly with Bitcoins because, again, Bitcoins, you don't have to show up because your Bitcoin will. It's a beautiful thing. You can send a Bitcoin from here to Africa. You don't have to show up, but your Bitcoin will. You can send a Bitcoin from here to Germany. You do not have to show up, but your Bitcoin will directly into the wallet. So with that being said, you get started. You get started with the silver. You get started with the gold. And then here we are at the gold. Now things change a little bit. At gold, just think about, and those of you that are familiar with Bitcoin, then you'll understand. But those that are maybe your first time hearing about Bitcoins, your first donation on the gold platform is 0.1 Bitcoin. We talk about it in Bitcoin language now because we have educated the consumer about the silver platform where we showed it in dollars but paid it in Bitcoins. Now we're going to show it in Bitcoins so that you can really see the strength of Bitcoin. So 0.1 Bitcoin is the same as saying 10% of a Bitcoin. If a Bitcoin was $7,000 today, 10% of that would be $700, and you would make a $700 contribution to someone's cause that you have, that you believe in, or that you're supporting. And for doing that, you now will open yourself up to receive 0.09, or shall I say 0.9% of a Bitcoin, and from three different people. Here's the power of two is company and three is the crowd. If three tell three people, that's nine people. If those nine people share it with three people of their own, that's 27 people. If those 27 people crowdfund and tell three of their own, because it's a crowd, that's 81 people. So let's take that and look at what happens with that. 0.1 Bitcoin that you donated, now you're open up stage one, you're receiving 9% of a Bitcoin from three people. 9 times 3, 27. That's 0.27, which is 27% of a Bitcoin that is being paid to you on your behalf. And I don't have a calculator with me right now, but if you take the value of a Bitcoin and get 27% of that, if we were to use $5,000 as a Bitcoin value right now, we know that we're over $5,000. But when we did this, when we created our system at that time, at that time, 27% of a Bitcoin was $1,350. You started out with 0.1 of a Bitcoin. Let's say that was $500, and now you're receiving $1,350 from three separate, from a total of three people. Now watch this. Out of that 0.27 Bitcoin, you're going to take 20% of that Bitcoin, the platform, and it's going to upgrade you to stage two. You keep 7% in your pocket, it's going to upgrade you to stage two. At stage two, you now have donated 0.2 Bitcoin, which is 20%, which will allow you to receive 18% of a Bitcoin from nine different people. Those nine different people at 18% of coin, that would be 1.62 Bitcoins, or a full Bitcoin and 62% of a Bitcoin, which in this case, if a Bitcoin was $5,000, you'd be talking about $8,100. Michelle, Sister Lily, Esther, if you are in the car with anybody that has a calculator, you can give me those real numbers. But in the meantime, I'm going to go with the $5,000 number. So with that being said, 1.62 Bitcoins you have received. Think about that. You paid 10% of a Bitcoin. Now you have donated to your cause a full Bitcoin plus 62%, that's $8,100 if you were doing it on a $5,000 evaluation. Out of that 1.62 Bitcoins, you now move up to our entrepreneurial level where you are donating a full Bitcoin now. Now think about that, ladies and gentlemen. You started out at 10% of a Bitcoin that you donated to a cause, and now you are upgrading, and the system is taking out of the proceeds that have come into your one-time donation of one Bitcoin and upgrading you to the third level. At that third stage, you're now going to be receiving 90% of a Bitcoin from 27 people. 90% of a Bitcoin at today's valuation would be what, Ms. Lily Esther?
$160,380.
Wait a minute. So you're telling me that we started out with 10% of a Bitcoin, which is like about almost right at $7,500, and now you're telling me, and from a 10% of a Bitcoin at $650, you now are making how much again?
You are making $166,800, sir. I just want to interject right there. I don't know about anybody else, but if you got $500 or $600 coming out from an IRA or going to a mutual fund or your self-directed 401k, they're not getting that type of return.
Not at all. Not at all. And think how powerful.
And they're taking major fees. They're taking major percentages off of any of those false returns that they're giving you.
Absolutely. And they're paying it to you in fiat currency. Here we are. We're talking about a Bitcoin that you're receiving, 24.3 Bitcoins. We now at the entrepreneur level are going to, the system is going to take on your behalf three Bitcoins out of your 24 Bitcoins and upgrade you to stage four. At stage four, out of the three Bitcoins that you pay, the company's going to take a half of a Bitcoin. You now are going to receive 2.5 Bitcoins from 81 people for a total of 202.5 Bitcoins. And Miss Michelle Lily Hester, at that level, you are considered a philanthropist. And as a philanthropist, what would 202.5 Bitcoins be worth today?
$1,333,200.
Wow. So we're talking about $1.3 million, and you started out with 10% of a Bitcoin, and by crowdfunding and everybody coming together, making a small donation to one's cause and supporting each other's causes, you now have 202.5 Bitcoins for over $1,300,000 in Bitcoins paid to you in your wallet. Do you love that? I love it. I don't like it. I love it. And as a philanthropist, now you're going to donate a full six Bitcoins to someone's cause. And then at that point, the company's going to take a Bitcoin, and you now will receive five Bitcoins paid to you from up to 243 people, which is a total of 1,215 Bitcoins. I want that just to marinate for a minute and think about the value the price of Bitcoin. You now have 1,215 of them that's been paid to you, and you started out with 10% of a Bitcoin. If it took you a year, if it took you 2 years, if it took you 3 years to gather 1,215 Bitcoins, how much would that be in today's money?
$8,019,000, sir.
That's just $8 million. I mean, $8 million. I mean, we just say $8 million. Now you can truly say that is at the legacy level, and it started, ladies and gentlemen, with 0.1 Bitcoin. The power of crowdfunding. How much money would you have to spend to buy 1,215 Bitcoins today? $8 million. So, if you were to have a choice of spending 1,215, getting 1,215 Bitcoins and spending $8 million, or getting 1,215 Bitcoins and spending 10% of one Bitcoin, is there a decision to be made there? We call that a no-brainer. And Brother David, you said something the other day that was so powerful, that if you were to take those 1,215 Bitcoins that you're going to receive from a 10% of a Bitcoin donation, what would that price point be on average for each Bitcoin that you have received?
Right now, because I can't look, but it would be somewhere around $1.73 for every Bitcoin that you have in your physical possession right now, for where the price of Bitcoin is, I believe, right now. Meaning, you are only paying for every Bitcoin that you have in your possession. You only paid $1.76 for each one of them, while the rest of the world is paying $6,900 for each Bitcoin. You're not paying that because you are working in a crowdfunding opportunity. While your bank is paying you 0% interest, if you ever try to get any of your retirement early, guess what they're going to tell you? They're going to tell you, just as Michelle said, they're going to have to draw blood to make sure it's you, and then they'll decide 3 to 4 weeks later if they're going to give it to you right now. And then if they do give it to you,
Hey, Dave, we do need to take our last. Dave, we need to take our last break.
I'm gonna give you a whole bag. Yeah, we got to go to a break.
And also, before we go to break, you left your caller hanging, man. Jerry still got questions.
Yeah, we'll go to Jerry. We'll go to Jerry right after we come back. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. Sorry about that, Jerry. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
The Black Talk Media Project funds the use of new media technology in efforts to restore independent Black voices to the myriad of issues affecting Afro-descendant people all over the planet. If media can control the minds of the masses, as Malcolm X once said, then you must ask yourself, who is in control of the media targeting the masses of Black people today? Help bring back independence, self-determination, and respect for Black culture in the production of global media by joining the effort to crowdfund new Black media for the new millennium. Visit blacktalkmediaproject.org for more information on how you can invest in public Black radio.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. This is the last 30 minutes of the show, so definitely want to get to some of our callers really quickly. I never like to keep the callers waiting. So, Jerry, forgive me for doing that this time. Sometimes when we have special guests that definitely happens. So forgive me for that. All right, so let's go to our caller, Jerry. Welcome to Tando Radio Show. What is your question or comment for Michelle or Claudie about Coins of Change?
Greetings, greetings. No worries. Shout out to Scotty for making sure that I got in there. I knew that both of the guest hosts was going to be excited about getting this information out, so I was just biting my time. Excuse me. I am part of Coins of Change on both ends, silver and gold. Some of the things that you spoke of have not been integrated into the system as of yet. So I have a few questions. Forgive me for being not negative, but optimistic on some of the things that's going on. As of right now, I'm actually paying for a person that was already paid. I have 6 people in my matrix so far. I've already been upgraded to stage 2, and on stage 2 I have 3 people up under them, but yet one of the people on my stage 1 has been relocated to stage 0, which was interesting. I'm gonna take care of that because I don't even want to wait for it, because the clock has started again on them, so I'm gonna take care of that. This is one of the things that I wanted to bring up. I'm pretty good on the number part, and I have been sharing this with so many people, and it's interesting that you would bring up the fact that it's only $50. The $50 part is something that people like myself and most of the people that I know, maybe they could, maybe they couldn't. When you live in check to check, this is a difficult situation. Whether you have somebody like myself, I have 5 children, or you just have somebody who works in a particular condition to where that $50 may be a 16th for their check. So all of these things I am very aware of, and I'm in contact with a lot of people like that. So once I have the chance, I will put them in this just to see them blossom. So before I say anything else, thank you for this opportunity. But as far as getting these system bugs out, you know, what are y'all immediate plans, if I may, for resolving those issues?
I'll send it. Well, brother, thank you so much, and welcome to the community. We're excited to have you. And with that being said, I will say this. We have been going now for 3 weeks, and in this 3 weeks time frame, we have put on over 1,600 people with their causes. We're very excited about that. We were very excited when we hit the 1,000 contributor mark. One thing that we do know, that in technology, they go through what they call the beta testing stage. What I love about working with this group of individuals that put this platform together, they are the ones that not only created it, but they are the ones that have developed it. They are the ones that can correct any mistakes or any bugs or fixes or challenges that I have. And we've come a long way. A lot of the things that they've had challenges with, they have cleared up. And what I like to say is, if you have a situation with the individual contributor or a person's call, let us know. As a matter of fact, let me give you my number. If you would text that information to me, I'll make sure that I look at that. We do have a support desk in the back office as well, and I do know that they are catching up on all those support tickets when they first got started. A lot of them have been just from user error with people that are new to the platform. And of course, when you're new to the platform and people that sometimes that may not be very familiar with the whole system of the blockchain and how to do that and the upgrading and understanding the wallet and all of those things, we do know that there is a learning curve with that. With that being said, we're here for that very reason for support. If you will, take my number, 214-335-4710. Send me the person that you may have, their ID number,
and their username and as well as the any other information that you who was the person that they contributed to, or who was the person that they donated to. If you would share that information with me, as well as they can actually change it to a temporary password or something like that, so that we can actually get into their back office and actually look to see if what may have taken place and make sure that everything is all everything is checked and I's dotted and T's across. We have updated our setup page to where it gives you step-by-step instructions with pictures on what to do, how to do it, where to click here, everything's highlighted. We've asked for that because we want people to definitely understand the processes on what they need to definitely do. And sometimes because of just it being new, of course, us putting on 1,600 people in the first 3 weeks, there's a lot of people that understood it, a lot of people who did not understand it. There were some glitches in our system that we have corrected. So good news is that we're in first. The bad news is that sometimes being first, you wound up, it's just like if those of you are parents out there, if there's any parents out there, I want to give my hats off for the First Kid Survivor Group. The First Kid Survivor Group, those of you know what I mean, they didn't come with a handbook on how to raise that first child, and sometimes that first child kind of gets all the all of the experiences of, I'm not for sure if it goes this way or not, but let me try that. I'm not for sure if I should do this, but let me see if that works. And so in that process, as we grow, there are people that are sharing information that they may be trying it for their first time as well. Let us help you with that. There's nothing that cannot be corrected or fixed. And if you had an issue or a concern for longer than a 24-hour period, then that is something that just may not have been gotten to yet, and we will get it corrected and looked at. And so definitely feel free, brother, to send it out to me. And we have come a long way. We are on the 16th of this month, for the next few days, we will be doing what we call an update of our system, which is going to take everything that you see now and is going to give it the as we call the version 3 of it, the Coins of Change version 03, and which is going to be having a lot of great updates as well with it, a lot of more simplicity with it, because again, that first child, which was our first system, we learned from that. The second child, we got a little bit better. By the time we got to the third child, it was a charm. We had them pilot trained by the time they were 6 months old, I tell you what. But that first one, it might have been 18 months, but we're getting better with that. The technology people are on it. I've never worked with a group of individuals that are doing some incredible things when it comes to the advancements that are necessary to know, and to know when you don't understand something, they know the questions to ask, because the guys who created it are the ones that are actually running it. So that's the beautiful thing when you have someone who puts something together and they're managing it and doing the help desk and all that as well. So we can get that corrected for you. Just shoot that to me, whatever that problem is, and we'll get it corrected. And again, sometimes it's just a matter of just a little simple reset or a log out, little things like that that may cause a glitch for a person that may not have logged out of the system, but they shut the screen down, but they did not log out and go back on and try to do a couple of things. And so once we get down to the bottom line of it, we can get it corrected for you pretty quickly, because there's nothing we haven't been able to correct thus far. So thank you for being a part of the platform. Thank you for sharing. And thank you for on your way to getting your causes met, and for all the people who you're supporting as well. How else can I help you, my brother?
First off, I understand the analogy. As I stated, I have 5 children, ranging from 16 down to 2. So I understand that completely. I'm the first child, so I understand it on both ends.
Yes, sir.
And I appreciate that. And I will be getting in contact with you. One of the things is that out of that first 3, your stage 1, you receive $120 out of all of that.
Correct.
So once you upgrade, you are left with, depending on where the Bitcoin is standing, you have 40 to $45 left in your system wallet. Well, I was being told that one of my stage ones hadn't paid, but yet I had been upgraded and I still was left with like $44 in my system wallet after the upgrade. So that was, but like I said, I was going to take care of that. I was going to take care of it anyway because I trust Dave. So I was going to do that just for the opportunity for the people that I have invested in to be a part of this. One of the other things is that if you know, because I know you said that the people who created this are the people that are running it as far as the back end, and I have a small history in network management as far as computer systems and what have you. So how many times are they going to upgrade the 10%, the 20%, and possibly more for how much you have in your system before you can upgrade or purchase that upgrade?
The one thing that I love about the system is that 90% of the funds that come into the platform go back out. With that being said, as far as the upgrades are concerned, the first donations that come in to your system,
I'm sorry, sir. It's not the actual upgrade. It's the amount of money in the wallet, and you have to have. It's $50 to get in, but as of right now, you're needing $63 to get in. So when we're telling people that it's $50 to join, and then they can't upgrade to that first status because of that 10%, and now it has risen to 20%. Above what's needed to upgrade, is there going to be now, several changes with that? That's the question I'm asking.
What's happening is that's the price of the Bitcoin that is going up. So what we're doing is that when you talk about Bitcoin, when we show the $50, it's different from when we do the gold platform, and we're actually saying 0.1% of a Bitcoin. When we say 0.1% of a Bitcoin, then that's going to change as the Bitcoin goes up or down. When you say $50, then it's $50. But what happens is that when a person makes their $50, of course, they have to consider that there are fees that are associated, and that's not based off of our number. That's based off of what we call the blockchain, the transaction fees. Those fees go up based off of the time of day, based off of the volume of the day, and so on one time, or based off of the exchange or wallet that you're paying out of that. So what we ask
the fluctuation of Bitcoin.
Yeah, the fluctuation of Bitcoin, and then also the different wallets. So if you have a blockchain wallet, or if you have a Copay wallet, or if you have a Mycelium wallet, or if you have a Coinbase wallet, all of those different wallets that people can store their Bitcoins in, each of them have their own fee for transacting that to the platform. So with that being said, because we don't know which wallet a person is using, we have to make sure that they have enough to actually transfer the amount to the Bitcoin. So we were saying $60 because of those fees, and in some cases it could be $62 or $63, depending on what the cost of the Bitcoin is and the fees and the time of day that's associated with it. So there's a lot of factors there. But as far as our platform is concerned,
Claudia, can I add to that real quickly? Because I think it's really, really important. One of the things that is the gas fee. And one of the things that, let's say, for you to activate your Silver Matrix, to activate your stage one of Silver Matrix, it still costs you $50 worth of Bitcoin. But what we're doing is saying, hey, don't put just $50 worth of Bitcoin, because one, it won't get into the wallet where you can will have $50. You send $65, you send more. But guess what? Whatever the gas fee is, the remaining balance is still in your wallet that you're going to be able to withdraw from. Nothing, you lose nothing at all. You're paying the regular customary gas fee that Coins of Change has nothing to do with, has no choice in it, It's not their gas fee. It's the gas fee for you to transfer from your wallet to get into the system wallet of Coins of Change. So whenever you send even if you send $75, $100, whatever is not used, and the gas fee will still be at where you can use it to upgrade to your silver, activate your silver stage one, and the remaining balance will still be inside of your system wallet that you can withdraw from as your account grows, or you can take it from there right then and there. So it's not anything that's ever being taken from you at all. It's just a administrative fee to make sure that it's there in order to facilitate the transaction of Bitcoin's fluctuation. That Coins for Change has nothing to do with that at all.
Understood, Dave. And Dave, you know me, of course. Your two special guests don't, but I kind of pride myself on being the person that asks the questions that don't nobody wants to ask. And a lot of people run into these particular situations and don't know what needs to be done.
Right.
So I ask these questions, and then I'm gonna ask you one last question, and then I'm gonna be out of y'all here.
No problem.
No, you're fine, Jerry. No, I appreciate it. And I know that's why you were asking those questions, because people need to know. We need to get this information out to them, and this is one of the reasons why Claudie and Michelle are here. But go ahead.
And that's awesome. With Bitcoin going on the fluctuation, and for most of the people here on Black Talk Radio Network that tune into Tando Radio Show, we know that currency, no matter how it's dispersed or what form it's in, is based upon the operations of the world itself. Now, have your developers and you, as the people who are promoting this and develop this, have y'all took that in consideration and how this may crash, especially with all of the hacks that's been going on with this cryptocurrency? And with that being said, I put myself on mute. Thank you, Scotty. Thank you, Dave, and both of your guests.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much for that, and thank you, Jerry. Great questions, Jerry, because I tell you, it's important that everyone understands, when you're doing business, there are always what we call situations that can come up or can occur. One thing that what I liked about when we met with the developers of this, the reason why things are as they are is that they wanted to make sure that your Bitcoins was not sitting, or a crowd of Bitcoins was not sitting in one particular place that would draw attention for those that be the hackers of the world to come in and try to steal our Bitcoin. So with that being said, that is the reason why when the platform receives the coins only stay in the platform between the time frame of the blockchain confirming that these coins are true, the value of the coin that is put into the platform is true, and that it is going to this particular person. Now, whether that takes 10 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever that process, that time frame is, that is the purpose, that they don't want any coins sitting anywhere that will draw attention for a hacker to go with. They've put in several different steps, and because they are IT people and they are technological people, they have put those necessary steps in place to protect us from that. Now, with that being said, we do know that things happen and someone's individual wallet could be hacked or whatever, but it won't be the entire group's wallets hacked. That's why they don't store them all in one place, and when the coins come in, they go into cold storage on the ones that go to the company, not your coin, because your coin is going to your wallet or to who you're receiving it or who you're giving it to. And then we also educate where to store your Bitcoins so that you can protect them as well. Also, with the price of Bitcoins and cryptocurrency, but Bitcoins itself fluctuating, going up and down. Another reason that it's called Coins of Change, because the coins can and will change as the values of the Bitcoin go so high, to where when you look at 10% of a Bitcoin now costing $1,000, once the Bitcoin is at over $10,000, then we have in our system prepared to be able to receive and accept
other cryptocurrencies. So whether it be Ethereum, whether it be Dash, whether it be Litecoin, the different coins that are out there, based off of the hottest ones that are going, and we, as we share with people, to not just invest in Bitcoin, but cryptocurrency as a whole. And there's over 900 different ones, but we want to share with you which ones are the ones that are going mainstream. And right now, Bitcoin is the mainstream, but Ethereum is coming close. Bitcoin Lite is there. Cash is there. So we are open to other coins and adding other platforms that we are able to gather and collect, and people are able to donate in those other cryptocurrencies also. But more importantly, the reason that we don't want your coins sitting with the company is that we do not want to be a target. But, and let's keep in mind, Bitcoin itself has never been hacked, but different platforms or different people's scenarios or companies or wallets
right.
may
that
have
hold
been.
Them.
Yes,
right.
The ones that hold them. We don't want to hold your coins. Yes.
So important. Hey, Claudie, Michelle, I just want to thank you all so much for being a part of today's show. I definitely would love to have you back, and I appreciate you so much. Thank you, Jay, for the great questions. And, Scotty, thanks for producing this today for me and engineering it for me. Greatly, greatly appreciate it. For those of you that are in Coins of Change, we're going to have a membership meeting tomorrow, Saturday, at 1 Central Standard Time. Use the same number and access code that was given to you. We're going to pass some information to you. Claudia, Michelle, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Got to have you back. And remember, everyone, is never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Much love, much respect. Brother Braggs, if you're there, if you would chime us out. Thank you so much, Michelle. Thank you, Claudia. Give me a call whenever you guys
thank
get
you.
A chance.
Oh, thank you.
Peace, peace.
Peace, peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.